This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
And beautiful skies. It is calm winds. Beautiful skies, sunny, which I believe is the forecast for heaven too today. I'm John Potter, and in Carson City is my producer, Craig Moss. How are we doing today, my friend?
We are doing very well. It was a pleasant day so far. The drive was uneventful from Reno to Carson, so that always makes my day start off right.
My day would be starting off perfect. I should have bought those donuts. I was thinking about it.
Oh, hey, I got to think. I'm going to do this publicly on the air. I don't know if I don't know if Jennifer and Robert are listening, but got to say thank you to the people at Gun Doctors. They're in our complex here, and when they're not around and aren't doing gun shows, we accept their UPS and FedEx packaging, and every time, like clockwork, they'll bring over some donuts. And they brought a dozen donuts over to us yesterday. And
you're in the good complex.
Oh, yes.
Not like here. Now, where'd those donuts come from?
Smith's. They're the square donuts.
Okay, I got to find out where to go. I was talking to my wife. We were driving around yesterday, and we had lunch, wonderful lunch, and we get in the car, we're driving around, and I said, let's stop and get the jelly donut. And she goes, you're not hungry. You just ate lunch. And I said, what does that matter?
Now, jelly donut, is that the one just north of what used to be Shopper's Square, right there at the Y? Yeah. Well, okay.
Right next
to the laundromat.
Yeah, at the end of Wells at Virginia. It's been there forever. It was there in the 1970s. Haven't been there in a while. It used to be kind of co-opted with the laundromat there.
And it was
24 hours.
Yeah, and that's what I liked when I was delivering for the Gazette Journal. The Gazette, Reno Evening Gazette, and Nevada State Journal. Journal was the morning paper, and I was going out filling news racks. That would be my stopping point on the way heading south down Virginia Street to fill up news racks. Way back in the 79,
Yeah, always open. I don't know if it's just me, my luck, but I'm always behind the guy who is ordering a dozen and did not take a minute to think of which donuts that he would like. And I
don't you just hate that?
Oh, I'll take a dozen.
Instead of saying, hey, why don't you go ahead, go before me? I still have to make up my mind. He just stands there and ties up the line.
Oh, no, I can't be that. But this guy, last time, I'll take 7 chocolates. Give me 2 of the apple fritters. Oh, wait, take out 2 of the chocolates and go with the, because they see things that they didn't see before because they didn't look up at the menu, but it's worth it. I cannot, people debate to this day, which is better, jelly donut or Doughboys, and I have a hard time.
I have a hard time because I've got a Doughboys right in my apartment, right in front of me at the Damani. Well, pretty. It's close enough. Yeah, Damani Ranch Walmart. It's right there in that parking lot. So,
Man, I would love a Doughboys in my apartment. Okay, what's going on? Oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed, this is the local show on Saturday. Live and local, I'm John Potter. That's Craig Moss. We kind of wrap up the week. A lot of it, almost all of it is local. Some of these are national things that affect you. And let me start by saying one thing that's going to affect a lot of people is Wheel of Fortune without Pat Sajak, who had the 41 years, the luckiest job in the world. But to do that for 41 years would drive me insane.
Oh, yeah. Short trip, though, for you.
Oh, I mean, the routine, it just never changed. I mean, and Vanna White paid millions to walk a couple of feet back and forth and open the squares. Actually, she doesn't even open the squares. She taps them. So, a little envious here this morning.
Well, and now you know who's taking over. That would be Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? When somebody first told me it was Ryan Seacrest, I thought they were joking. Okay, that's funny. Okay, now who is it really? Because
that's
kind of like the punchline of jokes. Like, who's filling in for so-and-so? Who's, Ryan Seacrest? I think they said that about me when I was tossed out. So, So what should do in this weekend? We have motorcycles.
Yeah, there's a lot to do this weekend. Down in the South End, Carson Valley Days is going all weekend. We have Street Vibration Spring Rally. We have Riverfest going on downtown Reno.
Have you been to the river? It's the Reno River Festival.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I have not been in a few years, but I think I'm going to venture downtown after we get off the air today. So,
well, I got to give you a heads up. Bring your... now, listen, this is a great event. It's a wonderful event. Bring your wallet.
I just got to go to say it. You know, I intentionally leave my wallet in the car.
Oh, you won't get in.
Well, other than that. Yeah.
Because I was walking for coffee yesterday morning, and I was walking down Arlington about 7 a.m., and they already had the gates put up, and I had to deal with the security guard to walk on Arlington. The festival didn't start till 11 o'clock yesterday, and they had the barricades up at 7 in the morning. This thing is huge. It covers much of Idlewild Park, all the way up to Barbara Bennett Park, 1st and 2nd Streets, around Arlington, just covered in tents. It looks like a lot of fun. It used to be a free event. It's now $10.
Well, I'm going to claim to be 17, because 17 and under are free, as well as dogs are free.
Now I'm envious of dogs. But on a serious note, I am not really a fan of taking over public spaces like city parks and streets and blocking them off for paying customers, you know, being the tax-supported spaces they are. And they're not the only ones, not just the River Festival. I've seen them do this a couple of times. And, you know, we pay taxes to enjoy those parks. But, I was stopped. And not only the admission price, and I got to say again, it's a great event. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, I'm going to say something bad. I was looking at the booths and the food prices. I got to give you a heads up on this. It's a public service here, folks. Corn dog is $6. Nachos are $19. So if you want to go in, it may be $16 for the corn dog if you have to pay at the gate to get in. So that's worthy news for dad and mom if you're bringing the family. I think the city, when it gets these proposals from promoters, they might consider a little bit more the fact that not everybody is flush with all this cash, and these streets and parks should not be closed off just for those who can afford it. We're dealing with high ticket prices for concerts now, and now a park event for a family gets a little expensive to go in. Again, I'll say it looks like a lot of fun. If you have the bucks, definitely go there, enjoy yourself. We may get calls on this, perfectly fine. I'm not speaking for anybody else here. It's just something I think you should be prepared for. It's very good to have activity and things happening downtown. But I miss the free admission to the park days, and that's me. Don't let me tell you what to do. I'm just letting you know. Okay. Thank you, folks, for the, what was it, Craig? We got quite a few emails after the show last weekend.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people replying to what we were talking about, and that's amazing that, you know, the opinions people have.
I won't read them all, but here's an interesting one we received during last Saturday's show. It reads, good morning, John. Welcome to my kitchen all week long. It's been nice to have you here with the family every morning. Just heard your last rant. Now, come on. Do I rant? I do. No, I don't rant. I never
raise
my
voice. You rant and rave. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the email says, well, that's what you get, John, for paying $800 for a new set of tires. 50 years ago, when I delivered newspapers 7 days a week, it was $200 for a new set of tires, and I could not believe how expensive they were then. Now, in case you didn't know, a new set of tires is about $1,200 to $1,400, and that's probably why your $800 tires were so crappy. Sir, ma'am, hold up. That's $200 a tire? And that's cheap now? A set of tires? Are you kidding me? $1,200, $1,400?
Adjusted for inflation, that's probably about right.
Where have I been? This tires, appliances, my orange juice,
your
concert
printers.
Tickets, coffee, creamer, meat prices now. Why is nobody talking about this inflation, especially on the media? You know, and how are people getting by? There has got to be a lot of pain that people are sadly keeping to themselves is what I'm thinking. Come on. I thought I was being spending $800 for four tires.
Well, you should have asked me where to go, because for my car, well, you have the truck. I have my Nissan Rogue. But
yeah.
I paid $450 for four tires, installed, lifetime rotation.
This lady would call you very cheap. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, they're also a client of ours.
Oh, you're talking about Big O.
No, not that one. But they, yes, okay. Big O is one. But no, it was another one that was on the air with us for a long time, which I'm hoping comes back because they were great. It's a father and son own the shop, and they're always busy anytime I go in there for my rotation. But they put, you know, they see me there. They pull my car around, do the rotation, and I'm off within like 15 minutes. So.
Well, when I filled in doing the morning news and weather there last week, I said an awful lot of big, I voiced a lot of Big O Tires commercials.
Correct. At the bottom of every hour, there are news sponsors.
Oh, yeah,
they're
a big sponsor. And I called Big O, the one I go to on Mayan on Tuesday morning for an oil change and a front end alignment for any time the next day, anytime Wednesday. And they said all of Wednesday was booked. You have to call more than 24 hours in advance, which shows the power of advertising on KKFT, right?
Correct.
And most every place is shorthanded. There's so much to talk about here. 884-9910. I haven't even opened up the phone screener yet. Just strolled in covered in sweat. It's already hot out there.
He had me sweating because he walks in the door at 9:01. And I'm sitting here looking at the camera in the studio with the lights are still off. So
It took me 20 minutes to get coffee at McDonald's. That might be another story to tell. I don't know. I don't want to be old man griping again this morning.
No curmudgeon today.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try real hard. I'm a happy man.
Already.
I'm a happy man, but certain things stick out. Okay, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. I'm back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:18.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hey there, John Potter, live and local at 9:22 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Phone numbers 884-9910. I should have added this as long as I was talking about the tires, my little adventure on a Monday. And, you know, it's not a thing with me and tires, but I busted one of my brand new tires. And if you were driving on Monday at about 10 o'clock in the morning at Kitsky and McCarran, and you saw this doofus in a blue pickup truck slam into the curb going, 35 miles per hour, slamming into the curb at McCarran and Kitsky. This curb sticking out, if you're in the right lane, going into toward the Atlantis on Kitsky, and you're crossing McCarran, and there's this curb on the right, because I was going to get the car wash, so I'm at the most right side lane there. The doofus was me. I slammed into this curb hard. I'm surprised the airbags didn't go off. Folks, I have lived here for decades and decades, and there's a curb. Always been there, I guess, for pedestrians just sticking out, you know, like they do these curbs for the pedestrians at Midtown Reno. I never knew in my so many decades of being here that this curb was there. It's easy to miss. It's not colored in any way, and it's all chewed up. So I know that I was not the first one to hit this curb. Anyway, it instantly blew my new $200 cheap tire, ma'am. And I limped into the back of the car wash. Car wash doesn't change tires. So I called and I got the estimate on a tow and immediately decided after that call to put a spare on and drive myself to the tire place. And I used to put spares in my old beaters when I was broke all the time. Like, it took 10 minutes to change a tire. I know something about changing flats. I don't call the tire store and I say, well, the bottom of the tire is flat, but the top part looks okay. I know something about tires. But this was a 2.5 hour ordeal. And I guess I'm allergic to lug nuts now. I don't know. But seriously, I implore you, good folks, you will thank me. Get out your car's owner's manual and read how they have changed how to change a tire. It is a very complex process, I'm sorry to say. I almost gave up several times. And it used to be you didn't need the owner's manual. I'll open the trunk, I'll unscrew the spare, the jack and the iron bar that has, you know, an end to pry the hubcap off and the end with the wrench, and that was it. Got the tire on, I'll go. Heads up, especially if you have a GMC pickup. Never again. I spent a half hour trying to find and get the tools out. The jack was under a back seat that I couldn't find the lever for. The manual said, just open it. That's it. Right. And the rest of the tools were behind a rear seat. The manual said, open the seat back. How? I quote the manual. Open the rear seat to access the tool bag. And there's this illustration that shows the seat opened with arrows pointing to the tool bag. Well, thanks a lot. Just how? How? Took me 20 minutes. I was ready to call that tow truck made of gold, but it did open. I forgot how. I pulled something. And anyway, these tools are still on my back seat because, you know, I don't know how to open it up again, put them back. And getting the spare out from under the truck, that was made by the guy who designed the Wallace & Gromit breakfast-making machine, I do believe. I remember with the egg rolls down the chicken cage into the shell-breaking machine and down the chute to the hot plate, yeah. You have to unlock and lower the tire from the undercarriage by opening something on the bumper that you never noticed before. You stick a wrench in to lower the tire to the ground, and it's got this cable hooked to the tire's center opening. Why? What possible reason is there for that? How do you get the cable off? Well, you actually, this is what you have to do, old folks. I feel for you. You actually have to pick up this very heavy spare while it's under the truck and turn it to get the chain off. Then you take the spare to the busted tire. A manual said put the jack under the frame where there's a depression. There wasn't a depression. There was me depressed, but not the frame. The spot I picked on the frame, the jack didn't go all the way up. Moved it to another spot, got it up there, and on. Sincerely, 2.5 hours. Do the lesson today instead of going through this off a highway. I beg you, it's different now. I truly worry about folks my age or anyone who can't solve intricate puzzles. It was a fun puzzle.
You know, John, if you had been on the freeway,
yeah,
you could have had FSP help you out, the freeway service people.
Darn it.
Because it was a weekday. Yeah, they would have jacked it up and had it changed in 5 minutes.
Well, there's no help at the corner of the Kids Game.
No, let me tell you,
even the one and only car place, the car wash, they specialize in people working the car wash. No, they probably don't know. I mean, what is it about some of the car places in town where some places will do tires and front end alignments and other tire places, they don't get into the, the innards of the engine or open the hood or anything. It's very, they must have to get a special license or something. But wait till you try looking at that manual about changing the tire. It's, anyway, I got to the tire place. They were very good to me. I appreciate how they helped me. They put the new tire on and it took them 10 minutes. Service guy comes out and says to me, oh, we put the spare back under the truck. And I was flabbergasted. I said, how? How did you do that? So there are people who know. So almost happy ending. I think I broke something. The front end alignment is way off, so I'm saving up for that now, which means I'm going to be here for a while. Okay, we have our first guest coming up next, right? Is Sam there?
She has not arrived in studio yet, but she should be here.
She's got a few minutes. Yeah, she's got time. We're going to take for a break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. More of my sad life coming up. All live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 929.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hi, friends. 9:35 is our time. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, right here at these radio stations. Tell you what a week. And there was a hell of a lot of toxic masculinity on those Normandy beaches 80 years ago this week, back when being tough was a virtue and a point of honor. Different time, different set of values then. Where has all the testosterone gone? As long as we're waiting for our guest coming up, another email that I received, and this was at my email of renoman47@yahoo.com. It reads, sir. Yes, sir. I like that. Sir, what did you mean when you said there won't be a new civil war in the U.S. because who would mail the Social Security checks? Well, that was a quick comment I made after a call somehow brought up the U.S. Brought up a U.S. civil war. I forgot how that came up. Maybe when I was talking about that Civil War movie, which, by the way, is terrible. California teaming up with Texas to take on the government. Yes, of all states, California bonded with Texas in this movie. It was bad. But anyway, I'll rephrase my statement. I did not mean to pick on Social Security. I'll say that there is no way there will be another civil war in our country, because if that happens, who's going to mail and direct deposit the government checks if it happens? No, we're too dependent on the feds, which, you know, is how they want it. So put your mind at ease. No civil war, because he who controls welfare controls the vote, right? 884-9910. We have open lines. I'm John Potter. And I put on my pants on the same way as everybody else does, hopping around on one foot, looking for some furniture to hang on to. Yeah, I mentioned it took me 20 minutes to get coffee at the fast food restaurant. And this happened yesterday morning, too. Walked into the Keystone McDonald's. And you know what? There people are talking about the prices are high for fast food now. But you know what? It's not their fault, but it's not really fast. With the shortage we still are dealing with locally of workers. And I spent 20 minutes there ordering, waiting for my coffee. Now, the people who were there working were working very, very hard. They were hustling. And yes, I waited 20 minutes for coffee, but you cannot take that out on the people who actually showed up to work their ass off, you know. The lady I dealt with was a champ. Yes, she did say to me, next time use the kiosk. But I respect and I salute her work ethic. Why aren't there more workers? Many young folks, I see it on Reddit all the time. They say it's because these places, they don't pay enough. They don't pay enough. Even though we're in an age where fast food places are paying over $20 an hour with benefits. I know small business owners who pay more than that, who say time and time again, when they do get someone to fill out an application and they're hired, these people quit after a week or they disappear after 2 days. And not to sound like some old person saying, oh, well, back in the day, but it is sad. The demise of the American small business store. And thankfully, you know, there are plenty of stores out there, you bet, but nothing like there used to be. Not just here. Look at boarded up Union Square in San Francisco. I may be a dumb person, but I like going to stores. You know, I can buy things online, But when I do, I think I have a feeling I'm missing out on things. So I go and I walk around, and it's hard to find an employee. Working in retail used to be a good career for somebody, but it doesn't seem it's considered that way anymore. Those jobs are there, yet too many people would rather not take those jobs and not work. And we used to want to go to work. We used to associate working with eating. It was, if you don't work, you don't eat. So we tried to work, you know, at a pretty regular basis back in the day. Oh, and by the way, yesterday's walk, I found out why Apple and Samsung love selling those multi-$100 wireless earbuds. My Samsung ones were $300. They are truly amazing. I can take calls. I can use them as hearing aids. I can silence all the outside noise. I can stop or fast forward or play another song again just by tapping an earbud. But they, I'll tell you what, they love selling these things for hundreds of dollars because you will lose one. Guaranteed. They sound great. But yesterday, my left one fell off three times on the walk and once in the backyard when I was watering. And they're tiny and they're black. And they fell in some black mulch space, of course. So, yeah, I'm gonna search for them today. They are made to lose. They are designed to lose. Put a yellow stripe on them or something, man. All right, what else? I'm having fun with what's the number one song on the Day You Were Born website. And mine is, I know what you're thinking. It's not the Charleston. No, it's not Amazing Grace. It's actually Secret Love by Doris Day. I actually Googled old dancing songs, and this website came up with Uptown Funk and some Backstreet Boys stuff. That is old today, to let you know. 884-9910, number to call. The presidential race, the media. I got a lot to say about that. Oh, Craig, I saw a mountain lion on the way to work today. Or scratch that. I'm not sure it was on its way to work. Forget that. Hey, listen, I thought I'd have somebody to talk to here. You see how bad I am by myself.
Well, I was going to say, I just looked up to see what the number one song for the day I was born was.
Yeah, what is it?
Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles.
No kidding, really?
Yep.
Well, see, now that's a cool one. I'm embarrassed that mine is Doris Day singing Secret Love. I don't think it's me.
Well, now you can. Now you just actually told people how to look up your birthday, you know, or within a week.
June 17th, 1954. There you go. I got nothing to hide. Man, I used to.
You want to give out your social security number on there too?
Yeah.
An address and
got a point.
Where you lived?
Yeah. Forgot I say that, folks. Forget I said that. It's funny about age. I always used to subtract 2 years when I was like in my 30s or 40s. Oh my gosh, I don't want to be looked at as old. No. So I automatically would subtract 2 years when people asked how old I was. And I got used to it. And I started believing it. And I took my mom out for lunch on her birthday. And no, it was my birthday. And I said, Mom, I can't believe I'm 38 years old today. She goes, no, dear, you're 40. And just like that, it's like Mom stole 2 years out of my life.
She burst your bubble.
I'll never forgive her for that. Something else I'll never forgive. And this is a great warning for folks. Listen, I like those old folks movies, that Diane Keaton movies and the Jane Fonda's in them. And this new one sucks so bad. It was terrible. I'm surprised it made it to the theater. We weren't initially going to see that movie. We were on our way to Victorian Square. I want to see this movie, Sight. It's the true story of a young Chinese doctor who escaped communist China and came to America and had a wonderful life here. And I hear from so many, I got to see this movie. So we were on our way. This theater on Victorian is like 4 miles from where we live. And because of the traffic lights we have here. I was hitting red on every single one. The one at Plum in Virginia, long wait there. Every single light on Wells. Traffic was packed. And by the way, the way the city looks right now, it looks like just before COVID, when we were like the growing boom town. I think we're that way again on the roads, if not more so. So anyway, my gosh, 4 miles to get there, and it was taking us over 20 minutes. I kid you not. The highway, of course, backed up. You know, I was going to take the highway and get off at Victorian. Forget that. So after a while, you know, my wife said, I said, do you mind if we miss the first 5 minutes of this movie site? She said, no. Can't watch a movie if you miss the first 5 minutes. So we made the last minute decision to go to Legends and see Summer Camp. And oh, what a dreadful movie. I don't know what they were thinking. It was not one giggle, not laugh. Now, I was with my wife, so I was acting like I was really enjoying it just to make her feel better. Okay. The seats were okay. The movie just stunk. It was an ordeal to sit through that. I haven't seen a movie that bad in a long time. Kathy Bates is in it. And a couple of oldsters. Just was not funny. Not funny at all. And the worst part is we got in the theater and we sat there for 20 minutes sitting through all the previews are now 20 minutes long. And I thought to myself, we could have gone to Victorian and probably still had things to sit through before the movie started. So I'm laughing because the week is over. I'm going to have a better week. We're going to see Craig Ferguson's show at Tahoe tonight, and that should be good. I'll give you the review next Saturday. All right, Sam there yet? No, I take it. You haven't told me.
Nope, not yet.
All right, she must have listened to the show. We'll be back. Going to take a break right now, 9:46. I'm John Potter, phone number 884-9910. At 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:46.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
9:50 is our time, 10 before 10 o'clock. What's the temperature, John? 77 degrees in Reno. I don't know. Feels hotter than that. I've been saying that all week. Okay, what's new? The presidential race update. I'll tell you what, watching the news for the presidential race, the media, is it just me? The media is really not quite as subtle about coming out for Joe. If you listen and watch, if you listen to the media's characterization of Joe Biden lately, listen close. A lot of this is subliminal to the average viewer, but as a former reporter, it sticks right out at me. When they report on him on the evening news, it's often Joe Biden forcefully spoke about blah, blah, blah. President Biden took action today on blah, blah. That's Lester Holt's favorite term when he's reporting on Biden took action. Or the woman on CBS who said, President Biden called their bluff today when, you know, talking about Republicans, all this forceful language. And it's always President Biden and Donald Trump. You know, somewhere along the line, we dropped a former president. Today, it's just Donald Trump. So, folks, does Hunter get convicted? Yes or no? 884-9910. I want to hear what Northern Nevada thinks. My answer, no matter what happens, it's Delaware, right? You couldn't pick a more Biden-friendly state. The Bidens, Hunter and Jill, you know, they show up. They look at the jury. They know them. They're giving little waves to them. Honestly, I wish the whole thing wasn't such a big deal on the cable news networks, you know, with a live gavel-to-gavel coverage. Why is that? What does Hunter have to do with the presidential race? He's not Joe Biden. It's kind of meaningless. I mean, I would like to look into Hunter when it comes to influence peddling, But this thing with the guns, it doesn't affect the country or his dad. It's almost not my business. I don't care. And if he is convicted, Joe Biden's going to pardon him, right? I know he said he won't. But if Joe is walking out the door, he won't care. You know, we'd like a trial for influence peddling, which now that does affect this administration. As for the Trump conviction reporting, Trump conviction, I got to say, Joe Biden, Vladimir Putin, and Xi Jinping all convicted their prime political rivals of crimes. Good company, sir. Somebody told me this week, John, I probably agree with you more than I admit, but the Trump trial was a miscarriage of justice. Yeah. What I worry about is I feel like we have created a sort of a new standard with this, a new precedent, which means it's going to be easier to do this again in the future, maybe even become a regular practice when one party or the other doesn't like this president or that candidate. I don't think Donald Trump is a great human being. I don't think many of them are. But what we just saw happen with this Trump trial is pretty terrifying to me, because this is just the first step of a long road. And I think it's going to happen again and again as these floodgates open. New tactic, hope not. And everybody's at the risk of prosecution because no one's had a perfect life. And now anything you've done, you can be prosecuted for if you're making headway against another political party with criminal charges. A precedence has been set, you know, where we can use criminal prosecution to go after and damage our political opponents. A Pandora's box has been opened. 884-9910. We have open lines. Local talk radio exists, not so you can hear my opinion, but so that your neighbors can hear yours. This is like social media, only with an audience in real time. Instead of your cousins and the kids you went to high school with, there are probably thousands of people listening right now who are here to hear what you have to say. And again, please feel welcome. If what you have to say about, for example, the Trump trial is the bastard had it coming, call up and say it. If you have to say this is a miscarriage of justice, call and say it, or anything in between. Your thoughts on how this does or doesn't impact the election are welcome. Texts too, 884-9910. I respect all opinions, even the ones that say, why don't you like Trump? Got a few of those. My answer, as a politician, he's fine. His 4 years as president, he was vastly better than 3 years of Biden. I don't see how even Democrats can refute that. Trump, an inexperienced politician, walked in, did a better job. Our country was in better shape than it is now. In virtually everything I can think of, the economy, the border, our international relations, but questionable morals. Some people say sleazebag. Okay, we can argue that. If you're going to run for president, you just can't have an affair with a porno actress. You can't do it. It's crazy, isn't it? People expect more, of course, from a president. I'm going to vote for him, but it's disappointing that he's not a different person, but he's a better president. You know, and that's pretty important. And that settles it for me. And these claims from the Democrats, oh, he's going to be a dictator. He's going to overthrow and ruin America. He's going to run for 6 terms, whatever. The flaw in that theory is he's already been president once, and he did a good job. Really, only in his first 3 years, but overall, good job. It's pathetic that these two guys are the choice we have. Trump was already president, and we did pretty okay. There were no wars. There was $2 something gas. There was dollar something eggs. I miss that. Nikki Haley said again, because apparently this is the only question she's getting from the non-partial reporters, that she is voting for Donald Trump, after which the news always replays tape from their brutal primary race where he called her a bird brain. So it's just an excuse to use the bird brain tape, right? The news media presented her endorsement as, oh, just one more weird thing, you know, from those crazy Republicans. The first time she said it every network cut off the second half of her statement. And, you know, after she said she'll vote for Trump, and they cut off the part where she says, because Joe Biden has been so disastrous as president. That was the second half of the sentence that the big three networks never ran. And the late cable, quote, news, unquote, just ran these montages where Trump and Haley are insulting each other. And then you go back to the head-shaking host, like, how can you vote for these two liars? Well, here's the deal. These folks have stepped on each other's toes pretty good, you know, Mr. Trump and Mrs. Haley. But we live in a world of grown-ups, and sometimes you get your toes stepped on, and sometimes you have to be big enough to brush that off and say I'm sorry and move forward in partnership with whoever has been stepping on your toes. That's how grown-ups do things, you know? I'm John Potter. Our first guest is coming up next after Fox News. We'll have a lot of fun this morning. I'm here until noon. Sorry about that. And we're going to be back after Fox News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you make it a habit to tune in each and every Saturday morning. Okay, here we go with news. FM News Talk Time, 9:58.